I was growing weary of the perfection that Instagram users had chosen to portray. I was tired of the fake, curated, aesthetically pleasing, and perfect lives that I had to look at every single day, especially on days when pain was plaguing me. Though my own posts occasionally portrayed a similar lifestyle, that was not the reality at all. Most of the time, I was at home in sweatpants, cooking with my husband, hanging out with my family and lifelong friends, taking college courses, and popping Vicodin every 4 hours to stop me from shrieking, having to use heating pads on my belly and back, and going down an endless spiral of depression. This is the real me, and this is endometriosis. I decided that I couldn't live a lie anymore. I couldn't have young girls look at me the same way that I was looking at those perfect models' profiles. While I had contemplated getting rid of Instagram altogether, I wanted instead to use my voice and my truth to send a real message to girls out there. I was going to be honest, open, and real with my struggles so that other girls might not feel so alone. So, I rolled out of bed and crawled into the bathroom, phone in hand. I was wearing plaid pajama pants and a sports bra. I turned sideways, took a photo of my bloated stomach, and posted it. "This is not a pregnancy announcement," I wrote in the caption. "This is what some of us in the endo community like to call endo belly." I spoke about my views on the deceptive ideals that the modeling industry portrays, and I told my followers to please feel open and message me if they had endo. I promised I would be an ear to listen. Within minutes, I had more than 100 messages in my inbox. Many girls said they were in pain, desperate for any help or advice. Many girls were about to go into their second or 11th laparoscopic excision surgery. Many girls were in middle school getting their first period, and many women were mothers with children of their own. This disease crossed all barriers, regardless of age, weight, economic background, language, and country. Women messaged me from Paris, from Milan, from all over the world. As far apart as we were, and as different as we could be as people, we all had that one connection. We all knew each other, understood each other, and loved each other immediately. We knew the exact pain that the other was going through. We had a bond that no other woman could understand unless she, too, had endo. Regardless of our cultural differences and the stage of the disease, I felt more connected to these women and girls than most other people I knew, because these women and girls knew firsthand my pain and my struggle. While my endometriosis story is not nearly as bad as others, I have had my share of the bottomless black hole of this disease, just as all who share their stories in this book have. I did not experience any endometriosis symptoms until I was in my early 20s, and my life was instantly flipped upside down. I was always the laid-back, free spirit, the fun girl with loads of energy who never complained. But, very quickly, I became the antithesis of that. Suddenly, I was spending thousands of dollars on doctors, specialists, naturopaths, vitamins, acupuncture. My energy dwindled, and even the most mundane of tasks was difficult to perform. I canceled plans with my friends, events with my family, and dates with my husband. This soon became my normal. Doctors couldn't find answers, and I was told to just go on birth control. I felt like I was losing friends and becoming a burden to everyone around me, which led to depression and a diagnosis of premenstrual dysphoric disorder. Add that to a previous diagnosis of polycystic ovary syndrome, along with a daily schedule of taking metformin to regulate my insulin levels. What was the scariest part of all this? I felt like I was losing myself. I felt like my old body was gone, and my new one had been overtaken by a demon. I was very fortunate to have been diagnosed early in my journey. I found Dr. Sechkin through my sister-in-law, who, at the time, was dealing with endometriosis as well. After one appointment with Dr. Sechkin, I felt heard. After 3 appointments with Dr. Sechkin, I was scheduled for surgery because my pain was increasing rapidly. While no endometriosis showed up on any scans, it was found during surgery, and it was everywhere. Dr. Sechkin removed multiple lesions and diagnosed me with stage 2 endometriosis. What most people don't understand is that this disease never leaves you.